Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here to talk a little bit about our confidence before God, or about spiritual confidence. There are a couple of problems in the visible church of Jesus Christ that have to do particularly with the idea of confidence. The first is that there are those who suffer from assurance of salvation. They lack confidence before God that they are actually children of God. The second is how we approach the idea of the unpardonable sin. Rather than approaching the unpardonable sin on the basis of the objective criteria given to us by Jesus Christ in the Bible, we often approach the idea of the unpardonable sin by how we feel with regard to our relationship with Christ. And often there are apprehensions in this area. We lack confidence in this area. And so it's important for us to look at this idea of confidence before God. A few years ago, one of my colleagues at Reformed Presbyterian Theological Seminary said to me in a rather offhanded fashion, "Denny, you appear to be an individual who is rather comfortable in his own skin. You're comfortable in your own skin." And as I thought about that, I had to come to the conclusion, well, yes, that's the case. I am comfortable in my own skin. That is, I think I know who I am before God. And I think I know the gifts that God has been pleased to give to me in His grace. And I also am quite aware of my limitations. There's no pride or arrogance in this. It's just a simple fact of understanding who we are before God and having confidence in who we are before God. Confidence, we might say, in this regard, is self-confidence. But I would respond, rather, that self-confidence really amounts to God confidence or spiritual confidence. Let me put it this way. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, meekness, self-control. And the person who exercises self-control is operating out of the fruit of the Spirit. In other words, self-control is actually God control. And I would say the same thing about so-called self-confidence, that self-confidence before God is really God confidence. It is born of the Spirit. And so the first text that I want to look at in this connection is Romans 8, verses 15 and following. Listen to this text. "For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ." You see, confidence before God that we are children of God is born of the Spirit. We have received the Spirit of adoption in our hearts, in our inner being, crying out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. In other words, the Spirit of God in our own inner souls and hearts, in the core of our inner being, witnesses to us that we are indeed children of the living God. And this witness bears confidence, brings forth confidence in our hearts, in our inner being, that we are children of God. There are those who have been adopted by families who have what is called attachment problems. It has formerly been called attachment disorder. In other words, they've been brought into a new family and they don't sense that they're adequately attached to that family. And they fight the family. They fight the mother and father in the family. And they fight the other siblings in the family. They've been legally adopted. And legally, they are part of this new family. But they don't sense in their souls that they are part of this family. There's what has been called an attachment disorder. Well, a similar thing takes place in the spiritual family of God. We have been adopted into God's family. This is a legal transaction. We are legally a part of the family of God, and we belong to God. But in some senses, we don't sense that deep in our spirits. We need to understand that the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirits that we are children of God. And this confidence is born of the Spirit. It does not come about by our having certain feelings about our new family. And then as a result of our having certain feelings about our new family, we conclude, therefore, that we are part of this new family. No, the Spirit of God bears witness in our hearts that we are children of God, and feelings follow. I'm going to say more about that in a moment. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again. In other words, the Spirit of God does not give us apprehension with regard to the family of which we are a part. No, the Spirit of God confirms by witnessing in our hearts that we are children of God. Let's look then at a second text, 1 John chapter 3 and verses 1 and following. Listen to this text again, because this text again has to do with the idea of adoption. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God. You see, when we're called the children of God, this is an act of God in which we are adopted. We are brought into His family. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us that we would be called children of God, and such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. We are the children of God, and in the future, we're going to be more and more transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. And we don't comprehend fully what this means, but when Christ comes a second time in glory, we will discover what this means. In the interim, we must understand that the Spirit of God bears witness to us that we are the children of God. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him because we will see Him just as He is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on Him purifies himself just as He is pure. Now, if you are a child of God and you look to your eternal hope as a child of God, that is, the appearing of Jesus Christ a second time in glory, you will take certain actions in the interim, that is, between now and the time Jesus Christ appears. What is that action? Verse 3, everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. In other words, you will work on the whole matter of sanctification. As Paul says in Philippians, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for God is at work in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. You see, if you are a child of God and the spirit of adoption is in you, God is at work in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. You will seek, as John says in 1 John 3:3, to purify yourself even as he is pure. You will be on the path of sanctification. This is an outgrowth of the Spirit of God being in you. Now let's pursue this a little bit further by turning to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. Listen carefully to what the writer to the Hebrews has to say here. Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. You see, you are, if you are a genuine child of God, to pursue sanctification. Yes, you are to pursue peace with others. In other words, if you offend someone and that person comes to you and calls out your sin, you are to immediately repent and ask forgiveness for that sin and be at peace with that other individual. You're not to go into a defensive posture and into a defensive mode immediately and say, oh no, I didn't do that. Rather, you are to reflect carefully on what the other person has said to you and how you have offended them and beg their forgiveness, telling them that you repent of the sin which you have committed. You are to seek peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. In other words, you are to pursue sanctification. You are to pursue purity before God, as 1 John 3:3 says. You are to work on this whole matter of sanctification. And as you understand your own sinful nature and the sins that you commit before God, you are to repent of them, seek God's forgiveness, and to move on into new life. You are to pursue sanctification. And again, 1 John 3:3, everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself, that is, pursues sanctification. You seek to live a life that is in conformity to the Word of God. You seek to purify yourself. And in the words of Hebrews 12:14 again, pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. You see, you're pursuing peace and pursuing sanctification validates the fact that the Spirit of God is at work in you. You see, there is not a dependence upon certain feelings here. In actuality, there is action that follows the work of the Holy Spirit. And the action here is pursuing peace with all men and pursuing sanctification. And those actions confirm the fact that the Holy Spirit is indeed at work in you, and you have received the Spirit of adoption, crying out, Abba, Father. Now, what is the place of feelings? Feelings are important. Emotions are important. And so we have a fourth text at which we're looking here, and it's in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 9. There's a companion verse in verses 6 and 7. We'll look at those momentarily, but first of all, Philippians 4, 9. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. Listen to the text again. The things you have learned, the things you have received, the things you have heard, the things you have seen in me, the Apostle Paul says. You have heard the Word of God. You have received the Word of God. You have put into practice the Word of God. That's the idea here. Or you are to put into practice the Word of God. The things that you have learned, received, heard, and seen in me, practice these things. Put them into practice. In connection with our topic today, pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. Or, as 1 John 3:3 says, everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. Pursue holiness. Pursue sanctification. Purify yourself as Jesus Christ is pure. Now, feelings follow. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. A sense of peace and assurance and confidence will arise in your heart as you practice, as you put into practice the Word of God. Listen to Philippians 4, 6 and 7. The same idea is present. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The simple matter of seeking God in prayer with regard to His revealed will, His will given to you in the Bible. You are to practice the will of God revealed to you in the Bible. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do for His good pleasure. The good pleasure of God is His will revealed to you in the Bible. Seek to do the will of God and pray that God will enable you to carry out His good will revealed to you in the Bible. And what will happen? The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind. Feelings will follow. This is the natural order of things. In athletics, when a basketball player energetically runs down the court in a fast break, receives the ball from another player, and slam dunks the ball, after that slam dunk, you see that player exert immense emotion on the court. When an end in football, receives a pass and scores a touchdown, after that touchdown is scored, that player exudes immense emotion because of what has taken place. There are actions, and then emotions follow. The same thing is true on the negative side. If you do something wrong, if you lie to your parents, if you lie to your spouse, immediately guilt arises in your heart. You feel bad. Feelings follow. This is the order of things. And so, what are you to do with regard to this whole matter of confidence? You are to understand that the Spirit of God has been given to you, the Spirit of adoption, and that you are a child of God. Now, I say to you, in all loving kindness in Jesus Christ, act like a child of God. Do the things expected of you as a child of God. Pursue holiness. Pursue purity as Jesus Christ is pure. And what will happen? As you do so, there will be feelings of confidence and feelings of assurance that will arise in your heart. You see, this is the answer to the whole matter of the lack of assurance of salvation. That you are to act as a child of God, and the pattern given to you in Scripture is that the Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. And how is that confirmed? In how you act. The Spirit gives you power to do that which is pleasing to Him. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do for His good pleasure. You see, this is also a response to how we often react to the unpardonable sin. We say, well, I don't think I've committed the unpardonable sin because I feel as though I'm pursuing Christ. I feel as though I am walking in the way of Christ, etc., etc. We put our feelings first. We don't examine Scripture and then act upon the objective truth that's given to us in Scripture. And what I'm urging upon you today is act upon the objective truth that is given to you in Scripture, that the Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. And assurance stems from the whole matter of your being adopted by God and that you are a child of God. Now, pursue peace and holiness and sanctification. And what will happen? As you act out the fact that you are a child of God, the peace of God, the assurance of God, the confidence of God will fill your heart. You see, self-assurance, self-confidence is really God confidence. It is confidence that comes to you by the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Understand then this relationship, that self-confidence is God confidence, and that feelings always follow. Thanks for listening.